Your AI agent just forgot everything it learned yesterday. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 227. I'm Izzo, here with Boone, and today we're talking about why the whole files are all you need debate is missing what's actually happening in agent memory architecture.
Yeah, and this matters because everyone's building these impressive demos where agents can code and research and plan, but then they deploy them, and suddenly the agent can't remember what it did 5 minutes ago.
Exactly. It's like hiring someone with amnesia to manage your project.
Right.
So, Boone, break down what's actually happening here. When people say files are all you need, what are they missing?
They're thinking about storage, not memory. Files can hold information, sure, but memory is about retrieval, context, and state management. It's the difference between having a library and having a librarian who knows where everything is.
Okay, so what does proper agent memory architecture actually look like?
You need at least three layers. Working memory, that's your conversation context, maybe 8K tokens, session memory for the current task or day, and long-term memory that persists across restarts and can surface relevant context from weeks ago.
And files don't cut it for this because...
speed and semantics. You can't do fast semantic search across thousands of text files. Plus, files don't give you the relational structure, like connecting a user preference from last month to today's task.
Right, and from a product perspective, this is where agents either feel magical or completely broken. Users expect continuity.
Exactly. The architecture I'm seeing work combines vector databases for semantic retrieval with traditional databases for structured state. So you might have Pinecone storing conversation embeddings alongside Postgres tracking user preferences and task history.
That sounds expensive, though. What's the trade-off?
It is more complex, but the alternative is agents that can't learn or adapt. I'd rather pay for proper memory than explain to users why the agent keeps asking the same questions.
Fair point. What about the persistence mechanisms? How do you actually implement this?
Most production systems use a hybrid approach. Redis or similar for fast session state, VectorDB for semantic memory, and periodic snapshots to cheaper storage. The key is having a memory manager that decides what to keep in which layer.
Memory manager, that's the piece that decides what's important enough to remember?
Yeah, and this is where it gets interesting. Some systems use simple recency-based eviction, but the smarter ones are using small models to score memory importance. They'll keep user corrections and successful workflows, but forget routine confirmations.
Boone, I'm giving this architecture a solid A-. The minus is because it's still early days and expensive to run.
I'll take it. Though I'd argue the cost comes down fast once you're not re-explaining everything to your agent every conversation.
True. So who's actually shipping this? What's the market look like? The obvious players are LangChain and Llama Index with their memory modules, but I'm seeing a lot of custom implementations. Companies building internal agents are just accepting the complexity because the alternative doesn't work.
And the vector database companies are definitely leaning into this. Pinecone's whole agent memory pitch, Weaviate's multimodal storage, they see the opportunity.
Makes sense. This feels like one of those infrastructure pieces that becomes table stakes once people figure it out.
Absolutely. In 2 years, shipping an agent without proper memory will feel as weird as shipping a web app without a database.
All right, so what should people actually go build this weekend?
Start simple. Grab LangChain's conversation buffer memory and build a chatbot that remembers your preferences across sessions. Then graduate to their conversation summary memory to see how compression works. And if you want to get fancy, spin up a free Pinecone account and try their agent memory cookbook. It's got examples of storing and retrieving conversation context semantically. Plus, you can see the retrieval scores to understand what the agent is actually remembering. I'm a